The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on YFM, and we just talk about faith, family, and fun. A little bit of everything. So at the end of today's podcast, I talk about coffee. Well, the devil's bean. That's what I heard somebody call it. And I'm considering giving it up. I would love your thoughts on that as well. We get somebody's opinion at the very end, but we're kicking things off playing a brand new game. You might be playing it on your phone or on the computer. We're playing it on the radio. It's called Hurdle. Instead of trying to guess a word, you're trying to guess a song with only a few seconds of it. I say we play a version right now. So here's the clip. Who's this?
Hey, this is Desiree.
Okay. Desiree, do you already know the name of it just with the first 4 seconds?
Yes, I think so. My Jesus, Ann Wilson.
Yes, that's it, girl! He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
It's been my song since the first time I heard it. I had a car accident in September. Not my fault. I now have to have major knee surgery.
Oh, no.
My knee hurts like you wouldn't believe. And I'm just like, okay, you know, Jesus, just do this for me right now.
I've
just got to get through until surgery. And then I'm probably going to be, you know, screaming this song.
So much goes unsaid with people that we love because we always think we're going to get another opportunity. But my parents were visiting last week, and they're getting older. And I'm so grateful for you. If you missed it, I asked on the show, what are some of the most important conversations you've had with your parents? And I took that into my conversations with them. I asked my mom about what was making her happy right now and what was hard. And the sweetest moment is when I asked my dad to help me prepare for my next speaking engagement. He's a pastor. He's like taught my entire life. And I don't know why I never thought to ask him to help me, but I realized I'm not always going to have his wisdom and he's not always going to be a phone call away. He wrote me 2 pages front and back of things I can say. And I'm going to keep those papers forever. If you're scattered, don't have kids. It makes it so much worse. My brain can't remember anything. I've lately been starting to cook eggs for breakfast for my son, and then I just walk away like I never even started. I did it again today. My husband was leaving, so we went out on the porch to say goodbye, and I saw a neighbor, and we start chatting and shooting the breeze, and by the time I go back inside, it dawns on me, oh yeah, I was literally in the middle of something. I run to the stove. And I'm so confused because the eggs are not cooked at all. I mean, I'm thankful they weren't on fire, but I'm so frazzled. I forgot to even turn the oven on when I thought I was cooking them. Hey, it's Joy. Just taking a quick break from this podcast to tell you about our incredible sponsors. Garbage trucks are my new favorite thing. I have a toddler who's obsessed, so every Wednesday you can find us wandering around our neighborhood just trying to catch a glimpse of the trash truck. The other day, they actually honked and waved at my son from the truck. You would have thought he was going to explode. He was so excited because he felt like he got their personalized attention. See, if you're thinking about refinancing your home, you don't want to go with one of these big companies that's going to make you feel like just a number. You deserve to refinance your home with United Faith Mortgage, who's going to make you feel the way that my son felt when they waved at him, like he was one of them. See, it's run by a father and son team, John and Ryan. And when I refinanced my home with them, they were there to answer any question and walk us through. Also, they have this incredible thing called a direct lender advantage. It means there's no middleman, and that advantage often allows you to get a better rate. That could save you monthly and lifelong money. So head to UnitedFaithMortgage.com and get treated like one of the family.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
With everything going on in the news right now, we're more aware than ever that there are hungry people out there in situations they shouldn't have to be in. And I'm so grateful that our podcast sponsor, Food for the Hungry, has been helping those in poverty for almost 50 years. They're inspired by Christian beliefs that every single person has value. And one of the ways they help is with the Chicken of the Month Club. For $28 a month, you provide two chickens to a different vulnerable family every single month. There's a little boy named Benjamin in Bolivia that I'm highlighting this month, and their family was able to receive two chickens. And his mom said, "We'd never even eaten eggs before, but now that my kids are getting that nutrition, I see their health improving. They feel good enough to go out and play with other kids. They're not malnourished anymore." And the reason they got those chickens is because somebody like you went online and joined the Chicken of the Month Club. It's just $28 a month, less than a dollar a day, and you can take care of a family in Jesus' name. Text the word FLOCK, that's F-L-O-C-K, to 91979 to learn more. Click the link in the show notes or just go to fh.org/joy. With such painful stories in the news right now, it's more important than ever to highlight the good. In Indianapolis, some firefighters rescued a teenager from a tree. He climbed into it because he saw a cat was trapped up there. Very heroic, but he got stuck at 35 feet up. The funny part to me is that the firefighters rescued the kid and they left the cat up there. We always thought the firefighters rescued cats, and they said, and I quote, "The cat seemed like he was enjoying himself." Thank goodness this teenager's okay. You're doing the best you can. I know you are, because the world is so sad and things are so hard right now that we're all just trying to make it, balancing a lot of things. And if you're a working parent like I am, I heard today we're balancing the two P's. Provision, making money so our families can live in this ever increasingly expensive world. And the other P is presence, not like gifts for your kids, but your presence with the people that you love who need you. And I struggle because you're never going to balance those two things perfectly. Some days you're going to have to work a little bit harder, and other days you get to play more and be with your family. But no matter what that balance looks like, I'm working to let go of the guilt and to know that I'm going to do my best today. The devil's bean. That's what I just heard someone call coffee. And it made me think, because I drink at least two cups every single day. And they say that caffeine can actually contribute to our anxiety. And the world is crazy enough right now. We don't need anything adding to the anxiety. So I'm considering giving it up. But I'm going to take a long look at this, because I'm a tired mom and I feel like I need it in my life. So if you cut it, I need to know how it went for you.
God wanted me to cut the ties with coffee when I got COVID last year. And I was so sick for so long that I couldn't even drink coffee. And I have drank it for 30 plus years.
Yeah. Do you feel like your stress or anxiety have decreased? Because that's the reason I would do it.
I do feel better. I don't feel like I need to get that caffeine fix, because I was drinking like four cups a day.
Holy moly.
I don't miss it now.